From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. North Korea claims a successful hydrogen bomb test. The UN Security Council says it is working to craft new sanctions against North Korea because of the test. After an emergency session Wednesday, the Security Council said North Korea's actions pose a threat to international peace and security. In Washington, White House spokesman Josh Earnest sharply criticized the North, but cast doubt as to whether the North has actually achieved a hydrogen bomb.
The initial analysis that's been conducted of the events that were reported overnight is not consistent with North Korean claims of a successful hydrogen bomb test. There's nothing that's occurred in the last 24 hours that has caused the United States government to change our assessment of North Korea's technical and military capabilities.
Josh Earnest, a military spokesman, says coalition airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Iraq and Syria killed about 2,500 militants in December. Colonel Steve Warren told reporters that since coalition airstrikes began in August of 2014, the Islamic State has lost at least 20,000 square kilometers of land it once controlled. He said the IS has not gained any land since May of last year. Iraqi Foreign Minister Ibrahim al-Jafari offered Wednesday to act as a mediator between Iran and Saudi Arabia. Relations between those two countries deteriorated this week following the Saudi execution of a prominent Shiite cleric. Liberian President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf said she supports the call by Liberians to reduce the presidential terms of office from 2 6-year terms to 2 4-year terms. A Constitutional Review Commission made the recommendation. This is VOA News.